Hubert Selby Jr. wrote several books, but he's most closely identified with his first novel, Last Exit to Brooklyn. It was published in 1964. It sold 750,000 copies, translated into more than a dozen languages. It was attacked as coarse and vulgar, and it was praised for the very same reasons. Selby, who died yesterday at age 75, wrote about the Brooklyn waterfront near where he grew up and the rough types who populated it, longshoremen, prostitutes, drug users, thugs. He wrote about homosexuality, about gang rape. One memorable character was a transvestite who went by the name of Georgette. As Selby told Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air, Georgette was based on a young man named Georgie who had lived on his block, and Selby had used him as a character in a story that he published and called Love's Labor's Lost.
And a year or two later, I met someone from the neighborhood, and they said Georgie had been found dead in the streets, literally in the gutter, and evidently died of an OD. And I knew I had to finish the story. I could not allow Georgie to have died, especially such a humiliating death, without doing something for him. I had to give him I had to dignify his life in some way. I mean dignify, not romanticize.
And so, Hubert Selby said, he went ahead and finished the book that would become Last Exit to Brooklyn. No one would accuse him of romanticizing the world he described either. It was grim, violent, and loveless. Novelist Gilbert Sorrentino grew up with Selby in Brooklyn and joins us from his home there. Mr. Sorrentino, how would you describe Selby's writing and what made him write?
Well, I think what made him write was probably the fact that he wanted to register his earlier life growing up in Brooklyn and hanging around with a bunch of guys who were very much like the people represented in Last Exit. What I think is most interesting about Cubby's writing is that he did something which is very difficult to do, and that is he made literature out of a language which is, in a sense, not fit for literature. It's the sort of language that one usually might put in the mouths of vulgar, decadent, corrupt characters. But what Cubby did was use this particular language to write his narratives.
You refer to him as Cubby. I assume that's what people who knew him called
him. I probably shouldn't have said Cubby, but everybody who ever knew Cubby called him only Cubby. Everybody.
And the style that you describe, what did he do to hone that seemingly unhoned narrative style?
Well, what I remember is that Cubby had a job working, I think, for an insurance company back in the, the mid-50s, I guess it was. And he was living behind a barbershop with his first wife and their little daughter. And he was fired from the job and went on unemployment. And behind their little apartment, there was a small backyard, about the size of a handkerchief. And Cubby put a card table out there and a straight chair and his typewriter. And he went out in the backyard every day, and he would write letters to friends of his. And the letters were the way Cubby learned to tell a story. He had to find himself a way of dealing with narrative.
It's not that uncommon for writers never to make quite as big a splash as they do with their first book. And I think Selby in Last Exit to Brooklyn is obviously a case of that. I just wonder if you could update us a little bit what he was doing for the last 40 years of his life.
Well, after he wrote Last Exit to Brooklyn, he wrote a remarkable book, which I think is probably a better book than Last Exit to Brooklyn, called The Room, which is a terrifying excursion into the mind of a man being held in jail for what, we don't know. But the man in his mind begins to take revenge upon all the people he feels have wronged him. It's a truly terrifying excursion, as I say, into a very diseased mind. And then, of course, he's been working in Hollywood, writing screenplays and doctoring screenplays and so on, making a living, really.
And when you think of him personally, what's the strong memory you have of him?
Very funny guy. It was a pleasure to be around. And I think rather pessimistic and resigned to his fate in life, which was to be essentially never feeling right. Cubby never felt well. I mean, all his life long, he was sort of like half healthy. But he was great to be around. And as I say, I loved him deeply. He was a terrific guy, and I'm going to miss him a great deal.
Mr. Sorrentino, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Novelist Gilbert Sorrentino speaking with us from Brooklyn about his friend, the late Hubert Selby Jr., the novelist, who died at age 75 yesterday.